Welcome to the Career Brand. This is Latrice Collins. I am the president of the Career Brand and your host. Well, this is a very, very exciting week. For the past 3 weeks, we have been really focusing on veterans in the workforce, the new line of defense for the American businesses. And today, we intentionally wanted to wait to the last of our series to really focus on veteran entrepreneurs. There are so many opportunities out in the market for those individuals who want to run their own business and use their skills to make a difference of their own. They wanted to make sure we waited to this week to speak about this very topic. So back with us again, we have Patrick E. Alcorn. Hey, Patrick, welcome back.
Be here. I can't wait to get started.
So I'm gonna share for those who have missed the last couple episodes. I highly encourage you to look at the blog, take a look at the first, listen to the first two. They were simply awesome. Patrick has just helped us feast with information that's available to veterans and businesses on how to partner the two together and really get the best out of both. So I want to share with you guys real quick a little bit about Patrick, and then we're going to jump into today's show. So Patrick, as you recall, has 9 years of service with the U.S. Army, including time as a candidate for the United States Military Academy. He's a certified teacher, a speaker, and a career coach who utilizes his combination of West Point experience, an MBA, and the relevant real-world knowledge of successful principles and career transitioning process to really help people to grow, to improve, and to prosper. And I couldn't think of a better connection, because as you know, with the Career Brand, our focus has been really to help you identify where you are now, learn what your strengths are, but also learn what your blind spots are so that you can grow in the areas of blind spots but know how to market where you're strong. And so this is a great partnership to allow our veterans to be able to benefit from the same thing. So Patrick does also come to us with a diverse background. His background includes a U.S. Army engineer. He's a deputy city councilman, a award-winning sales professional, and a successful entrepreneur. So Patrick, we're excited. I know this is your area of expertise. I should have said to them that you also are in the Veterans Entrepreneurship Program, right?
Actually, I am the Veteran Entrepreneurship Program. Texas takes a serious approach to making sure that veterans, when they leave the military, have access to all of their benefits. And one specific program of which I'm a part of is the Texas Veterans Commission Veteran Entrepreneur Program, where we help veterans and their family members start or grow businesses.
Fantastic, fantastic. You know, I personally was not aware of some of the benefits that's available to many of our men and women of uniform, which is amazing. I'm so connected with so many different people in the military, have family members in the military, and just did not know about this part. So I'm just excited. I'm going to stop talking now and give Patrick the floor to really help, you know, give us information so that our veterans can soar in this area. So Patrick, tell us, what are the characteristics of an entrepreneur that makes a veteran a great candidate for that type of business, for doing that type of business?
Well, awesome. Well, Latrice, as you know, starting a business involves planning, making key financial decisions, and completing a series of legal activities. And running a business cannot be an afterthought. It can't be a fallback plan. It requires a specific level of commitment and a unique product or service in exchange for profit. So if you've got some of these specific qualities right here, which you'll find many of our military veterans do, then your odds are looking pretty good for being a successful entrepreneur. For an example, an eye for opportunity. Entrepreneurs have to be able to find a need and to quickly satisfy that need. And in the military, you have an opportunity when you walk into a particular combat zone or a combat situation, or even in a non-combat area, when you look at a particular scenario, you're looking around for opportunities to serve and opportunities to interact and opportunities to execute. And then you're obviously jumping on being able to satisfy that particular need. So an eye for opportunity is one characteristic. Discipline. Now, let it be said that everyone's misnomer or misbelief about a military, about a veteran person, is that they are so structured in their ways and so structured in their mannerisms that they're only suited for certain opportunities. But if you change it from viewing them as being structured to simply recognize that they're disciplined, and discipline is simply self-leadership. They know how to lead themselves. Successful entrepreneurs resist the temptation to do what's unimportant or what's easiest, and they have the ability to focus and think through what is the most essential. That's discipline. That's a veteran in a nutshell, someone who's disciplined. The ability to accept change. We had an old joke when I was in the military, and that joke still stands. We used to call it the hurry-up-and-wait syndrome. Whenever we were getting ready to go out on a mission or participate in any activity, even if it was a training exercise, we would hurry up to get there, and then once we got there, we'd sit around before the event actually started. Well, it's the same thing that my colleagues tell me, or veterans that have been in combat zones tell me, that they rush to get to their site, and then once they get to their site, they're sitting there waiting on the battle to actually begin. So when it comes to being an entrepreneur, it's the ability to accept change. Changes occur frequently when you own your own businesses. And the entrepreneur thrives on changes in their business, and that's a veteran. They know how to adapt to change, and they accept change readily. They're used to the orders being changed. And then I'll just cover two more real quickly. Making stress work for them. Can you think of anyone, Latrice, other than a veteran who can make stress work for them?
Wow. You know, when you put it that way, wow.
Yeah. So when you come,
right.
When it comes to being an entrepreneur, you know, veterans have been on the roller coaster, and businesses stay on a roller coaster. I mean, they go up and down, and they have business cycles and sales cycles if it's selling something. But entrepreneurs often cope by focusing on the end result and not the process of getting there. That's what veterans do. See the hill, take the hill. They're focused on the end result of taking the hill and not so much the process of getting there. And so the stress that comes on between point A and point B, veterans are very adaptable and ready for that. Those are just some of the qualities. Now, by all means, this is not an all-inclusive list of the characteristics that I've shared, but those are some key characteristics that veterans own, have ownership of, and make them so well-suited to be entrepreneurs and to owning their own business.
You know, it really sounds also like the total package, because when you the things you're talking about now, discipline, accepting change, eye for opportunity, you know, managing through stress, that's what we look for in a corporate sector in our operators. When we have operations managers, operations vice presidents, and leaders and so forth, we need someone who respects the structure, you know, because there's liabilities and risk tied to it, and that's why that structure is in place. But at the same time, we need somebody who can see other ways of how do we do this effectively. So, you know, it's fantastic that what you're saying that overlaps entrepreneurship actually also overlaps the operations side and business. So, you know, things that you're opening our eyes to, pretty cool. Are there any business models that seem to be more best suited for veterans?
Well, you know, we've talked on our past shows, you and I, Latrice, about how important standard operating procedures are, or SOPs. They become the foundation or the mental library for a veteran. So anytime you have a business model that's strong with standard operating procedures, you can expect your veterans to seriously excel in those business models. And so the best examples I can give you are franchises. Now, not every franchise out there, but there are lots of franchise opportunities that are perfectly suited for veterans. Example, If some veterans who have the maintenance and mechanics background from their job in the military, there are lots of automotive franchises out there that they can get involved in. Every veteran has known what it's like to have to clean the barracks and clean facilities and clean equipment and prepare for inspection and things of that nature. So any of your commercial cleaning franchises, our veterans that have been involved in healthcare and have been on the front lines in healthcare, in the military, any types of franchise that deal with aftercare or home healthcare, anything of that nature, those franchises in terms of taking care of people. And then the obvious franchise that most folks think about, which is the restaurant franchise. Most of your restaurants, the franchises in particular, come with a standard operating procedure. The fry station is on the left. The refrigerator is in the rear. The items sit here and the items sit there. Those type of operating procedures, a veteran can literally walk into a franchise environment, pick up that operating manual for that franchise, run through it, make that part of their mental library, and then with initiative and proactivity, execute with action to get end results and get to the bottom line in making that franchise successful. Beyond the franchise, there's direct selling models. A lot of folks have been running from those models, but it's one of the best business models that's out there in terms of direct selling, especially when there's direct selling models today that combine social media marketing with smartphone technology. Again, it comes back to that see the hill, take the hill mentality. Give me a mission, give me a goal, give me a bottom line, and if not, I'll set one for my own. If you just give me the big picture, I'll set one for my own and we'll go out there after it. Those business models are perfect business models for your veteran entrepreneur.
Right. Here's what I'm also hearing is that it sounds like it could be a fork. And what I mean by a fork in the road is, so if you're interested in having your own business, there are some people who feel like, you know what, I can do it. I have my own. I can just do it from bone scratch, right? And meaning starting just from in my head. So you can go that path, right? You want to be a personal trainer. You want to be, and I'm just throwing concepts out there, but you want to be certain things that you know is needed, but you want to do it on your own. Or you can do a franchise, right? And with the franchise, though, it's done a lot of the work for you. So it has the structure in place. It has the SOPs in place and so forth. You just have to be able to get the funding to get into it as well as understand which model works best for you. So I'm thinking that if a person wants to be an entrepreneur, they may want to consider first, if they're veterans, consider before going just on your own, maybe see if there's a franchise in the field that you want to go in. So I know you've named about 5 or 6 of them, but I think almost any field out there, there's probably a franchise connected to it somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the reason why, again, that's so critical is because, like you said, everything's done for you ahead of time in terms of the plans are in place, the operating plan. Sometimes the skeleton for the marketing plan where you just go in and add your local marketing information. But a lot of that's done for you, which is what SOPs are. I mean, it's the foundation of the organization. Now, if I can use a vernacular, don't get it twisted. It doesn't mean that the veteran does not have the ability to generate an idea on their own, develop the business plan on their own, develop the marketing plan on their own. I mean, we're talking about smart, strong, worthy individuals with strong initiative and strong proactivity and some great business ideals. I'm just suggesting that when you look at the background and where they've come from and what they've done over the years while they were in the military, they're just so much accustomed to having that operating procedure, and a franchise model gives them that procedure. A direct selling model gives them that procedure and things of that nature. But obviously they can start their own businesses and get plenty of support for it.
Right, right. And let me just make sure I clarify, so just in case any of our veterans are hearing that and it came across not the way it was intended, I think that just by historically what our veterans have been able to do and how they're able to be the army of one, and I know that's only one slogan, but I'm still saying they have the ability to flex and really operate under any form of conditions. I think people can do anything, but man, if somebody can help you get a blueprint to make it easier, you know, speaking as an entrepreneur, someone, if somebody can make it a little easier for you so you don't have to start all the way from, you know, all the way from the beginning, someone you can get like 10 steps ahead, I just think it behooves us at times to look and see who has markets, who has models out there that really might complement your personal style. If you, you know, if that's a desire of yours, just to cut out some of those first steps. So that was my only point to that. But this is also back to, there's two distinct directions you can go. When I said this is a crossroads. One is franchise, and the other one is just independent entrepreneur. Right now, one other reason I wanted to talk about that is because there are more opportunities that's provided through the Texas Veterans Administration, right, depending on what you're going for. So there's educational pieces, I think. There's financing. There's different kind of things that's offered, not necessarily from the commission, but offered to veterans that really helps them regardless to which direction they go in. Am I right about that?
And that's right, Latrice. We have an abundance of resources. As I mentioned, the Texas legislature actually funded a bill in 2012 to make sure that we support veteran entrepreneurs, so veterans and their family members who are serious about starting a business or serious about growing a business. The Texas Veterans Commission has what we call the Veteran Entrepreneur Program. And you can get info on that program by just going to info@tvc.texas.gov. That's info@tvc.texas.gov. We have an Entrepreneur Academy that is 5 months in length, where we actually bring you in, enroll you in the academy, walk you through the 10 steps of starting and growing your business. We set you up with mentorship. We help you to build your business plan. And then we partner with one of our partners, People Fund, which is a veteran-friendly lender. In fact, in this one, the academy graduates have easy access, and I'll say easier access because all veterans have access to this, but the academy graduates have easy access to up to $35,000 to start their business at a 5% fixed interest rate. Now, that's unheard of for getting business loans across the board for starting businesses, because not everyone wants to lend money to businesses that are starting. They'll lend money after you've already been in business. But once you, when you're trying to start businesses, it's hard to find that money. Other resources that we partner with through the Texas Veterans Commission, and this is available to everyone all across the nation, not just here in Texas, but the Small Business Administration and the SBA website at sba.gov. They have an offshoot website called VetBiz, VetBiz.gov, which is part of the SBA website, which lists all of the resources available for veterans to help start and grow businesses. It includes sample business plans, a template for creating your business plan, classes that you can take online across the board. The SBA actually funds local organizations such as the Small Business Development Center. Now, these centers are located all across the nation on community colleges and college campuses all across the nation. And in there, you'll find people just like me who are business consultants and advisors who will sit down with you and take you from ideal phase of your business to the launch phase of your business. They help you develop your business plan, your marketing plan. They help you to do all of your research across the board. And then there's the Service Corps of Retired Executives, known as SCORE. These are retired CEOs and senior-level executives from major corporations. More importantly, they're retired entrepreneurs who've owned their own businesses and have either sold their businesses or moved on to other areas of their life, and now they're doing consulting. And they consult for free with entrepreneurs all across the nation, and you can just go to their website at score.org, and you'll be able to just put in your zip code, and you can find SCORE advisors and counselors all around you. So that's just some of the resources that are available. And in particular here in the DFW area where I am, We have the Dallas Entrepreneur Center, which the Dallas mayor and the whole Dallas community got together and put together a facility for entrepreneurs to go and do what we call incubator. You know, it's hard to find a place to live when you're starting your business. In other words, a place to office out of. So the Dallas Entrepreneur Center and the Addison Treehouse are two incubators that you can go in and pay very cheaply for office space. The office space at Dallas County Community College was like $80 a month for a 100-square-foot office or a 300-square-foot office. You can't beat that when you're starting your business and you're trying to keep your overhead low. So that's just some of the resources, Latrice, that are available for veterans, particularly here in Texas and all across the nation. Remember our motto, Latrice, from our earlier conversations, don't go at it alone. Utilize mm-hmm. all of these resources, because every resource that I just named will consult with you and work with you for absolutely free. Occasionally there's a nominal cost. It may be $15 or $25 because there's a lunch included with the class or something like that. But the content and everything else and all of the handouts and everything associated with, all of this stuff is free. And for veterans, there are veteran initiatives at every last one of these organizations where even if everyone else has to pay $15 to $25 to participate, the veteran can usually participate for free. Does that make sense?
That's fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic. Now, you also said, and we have a few minutes, so let me just call out our phone number just in case anyone wants to call in and ask you a question. So our number is 347-324-5330. Again, that's 347-324-5330. Now, you had said that there's also benefits to help the family. What does that look like when it comes to entrepreneurship?
Well, you know, it looks the same as most other veteran benefits, and in particular here in the state of Texas through the Texas Veterans Commission Veteran Entrepreneur Program. Our program is not just for the veteran who wore the uniform, because you got to remember, for us, we consider a veteran as anyone who served, and it's hard to look at the person in uniform and not look at their significant other, their spouse, and not have considered their spouse as having served as well. So when we talk about veterans and their family members, we're talking about their spouses as well, because they served. They were on the front lines holding down the home front while the veteran was away in uniform. Sometimes they were overseas with the veterans. Sometimes they were right here at home. But either way, they were serving just as much as our veteran in uniform. So they have the same access. They can access our Veteran Entrepreneur Program. They can attend our academy. They can utilize all of the resources I've named through the SBA and the vetbiz.gov website, SBDC and SCORE. Those are open to everyone, not just veterans. But they can utilize veteran discounts with that as well. So all of that's available to the family members in particular. One thing I didn't mention, that, and I'll just kind of throw it out there, the Texas State Legislature and the U.S. Legislature, so both the House and the Senate, are looking at veterans being able to use their GI bills to pay for entrepreneur and training, because currently their GI bills and their educational benefits can only be used for the programs that result in a degree. They typically can't use their GI Bill and education benefits for certification programs and things of that nature. But the legislature, both at the state level and the federal level, are taking a look at that. And it looks like it's getting some leverage. I don't want to be premature and get anyone's hopes up, but I just want everyone to know that idea is in the working. We've already promoted that idea to the state and promoted that idea federally to let veterans know that not everyone wants to go back to school. Some folks are already just rock and roll and get their businesses up and running, and it'd be great to utilize some of those benefits that they've set aside.
Mm-hmm. If you could think of one story that you, or one person that you've seen come through the program that just gives you so much pride, what would it be? What would be that one?
Absolutely. There's a young lady named Jennifer. She's in McAllen, Texas, and she just completed our Veteran Entrepreneur academy. I think we had 12 graduates that graduated. I want to say it was about 35, 40 days ago. I'd have to look at the exact date. But in any sense, she's an electrolysis. So she works with skin and removing hair from skin, and she's a facial professional and a skincare professional. She started her own company doing skincare, and after she finished our Entrepreneur Academy program, she was able to go to our partner, People Fund at the time, and she qualified for the loan, and she took the loan for her business to get up and running, and she's out there doing what she does. She's taking care of folks, making their skin hair-free and clear, and just doing a great job with it. I've got another veteran that I'm currently working with right now. Her name is Brenda, and Brenda's got an awesome idea that involves some intellectual property, so I won't give too much detail on her. But she's got an awesome idea that's going to change the way beverage manufacturers provide beverages to you. And that process is right. She's got a patent on the technology that she's actually created, and she's currently in the process of marketing to beverage companies, and she's got the product profile or the patented product already, prototype already produced, and she's rocking and rolling. She's another graduate of our academy. So the veterans are just out there doing some amazing, amazing things with their businesses.
You know, these are the kind of stories that make me extremely proud. Just, I mean, it shows that there are opportunities all around us in order to be successful for ourselves and for our families. You know, my pastor is Brian Carter of Concord, and he recently sent us out a tweet that talked about reading the book No Excuses. And that book is all about, you know what, there are... If you want more from this life, you have to do more with this life, right? And what you've been able to provide to us over the past 3 weeks has really helped us to see as employers on what else we can do to help our veterans, not just talk about what's not happening out there, just how do we help to employ them, right? And also giving all kind of resources over these past 3 weeks, Patrick, on what a veteran can utilize, the benefits they have available to them to either find jobs, find ways of positioning their brand so that people can see them for the value they've had in military and translating that over into the business sector. And then today to be able to really, really talk about how if you want to do your own business, because there's so many people who have the heart of entrepreneurship, if they really want to do their own business, there's so many opportunities out there to either pick up a franchise or if not grab a franchise, build your own. And there's a litany of different programs to help teach you step by step what you need to do to make yourself successful. Really fantastic. Patrick, we only have about a minute left in the program. Is there anything else you would like to share with our guests?
I just want to reiterate, don't go at it alone. Do not go at it alone. There are just too many resources out there, not just for the veterans who we've been talking about in this particular show, but for the businesses who want to hire veterans and attract veterans. Don't go at it alone. There are organizations, there are opportunities, there's resources to connect the two together. You know, my mentor, John Maxwell, wrote a book called Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. We've all been communicating with one another and sharing one another's needs and information and how to do things and contact information. What we need to do now is go beyond communication and start connecting. And the way to connect is to not go at it alone. Find something in common and let's all work together to move our businesses and ourselves forward.
Thank you so much, Patrick. As always, it's been a fantastic series with you. Thank you again for everything that you have provided to us. Again, this is Latrice Collins. I am the president of The Career Brand. If you'd like to reach us, check out our website at thecareerbrand.com or feel free to email me at info at thecareerbrand.com. Until next time, everyone, thanks so much for your time. Have a fantastic day.